The views and opinions expressed on Wrestling Wind Down are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of any other agency, organization, employer, or company. What's up, guys? It's Lo, and you are tuned in to Wrestling Wind Down, a female-founded and hosted podcast dedicated to professional wrestling and our favorite adult beverage. On night one of WrestleMania 37, we saw wrestling history made when two black women, Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair, faced off in the main event of WrestleMania. As a content creator, I think it is so extremely important to have black voices to talk about these black history-making moments in professional wrestling. I am honored to be joined by two black women in this episode, including journalist and radio host Britt Waters, as well as fashion influencer and journalist Court Kim, to dive into this historic moment at WrestleMania 37. We are also proudly giving the flowers to the legends who have laid the foundation down in order for Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair to have their moment at WrestleMania, including Jazz, Naomi, Jacqueline, and Alicia Fox. Finally, we'll be talking about WWE's lack of representation and what we as black women wrestling fans think can be done to resolve this issue that has loomed over the WWE for many years now. So grab your glass of wine. We're going in for the three count. We are going into this Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair match that took place at night one of WrestleMania this year. We're about a month removed now. And how do you guys feel about this match? Like, this was such a historic match. People fought for it to be on the main event of WrestleMania, and it happened to fall in the main event as it should have. We'll start with you, Britt. How did you feel going into this match?
I was nervous, to be honest. Like, I was excited. Like, I'm excited to see it. But there was talk about it not being the main event. Talk about, you know, Sasha is winless at Mania, so this could be her moment, and it might bury Bianca. And the build started out great, but it started to fade and get weird when, like, they tagged and then they involved Reginald. So I was like, if they don't handle this correctly, bad things can happen. So, yeah, I was a little bit apprehensive.
I was a little bit apprehensive. I honestly was nervous that WWE wasn't going to make the right decision. I think it's customary that if you have a Royal Rumble winner, they should headline a WrestleMania. But when it came to the women, we were nervous that they wouldn't. Did you have that same fear, Court?
I did. I feel like we all had that, like, sense of, like, worriness and, like, anxiety for that moment, because I think we all knew that it was, like, more than time for, like, black talent to, like, main event WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And we were so hyped for it to be Bianca and Sasha, like, right out the gate. As soon as she won at the Royal Rumble, we were like, okay, it's here. We have it. But the fact that there was, like, any sort of, like, notion that that wasn't going to happen, it made me feel uneasy, 1,000%. So I feel like I felt really excited and I felt at ease as soon as I saw them on screen. Because before that, like, I really didn't know what was going to happen. And I felt like they were going to switch it up on us.
Right. We really didn't know until a couple days before that they were actually main eventing. People were still hashtagging main event Banks versus Belair. And it was really up in the air. I mean, usually we know way before, the week before, that people are main eventing. And felt like WWE was trying to make up their mind up until the last minute, even though Drew McIntyre had mentioned numerous times that he wanted to be the first person out the gate when WrestleMania started, to hear that fan interaction again. So it shouldn't even have been a question that these women would main event.
Agreed, 1,000%. It should never be a question. It should just be assumed. And that was just, like, it was going to be money regardless.
Right.
Like, this is something that everybody, I know that we were all waiting for this. So I don't understand why that was not a given.
Going into this match, we see these women come out. They're obviously full of emotion. You see them in the ring. Bianca looks like she's about to cry. I think she actually did cry. And, you know, Sasha held it together. Seeing them in that ring before the match really started, how did you feel, Britt? Were you nervous for them? Were you excited? What emotions did you have?
Girl, I was crying with her.
Me too.
I'm not usually that person, but I was like, wow, this is a moment. It's actually happening, and it's happening on a huge stage. I was doing so much press leading up to it, so it felt like normal talks like this. But when that moment happened and when that bell rang, I got, like, a little teary-eyed, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. It was, oh my God, it was magical. It's like we knew what was coming up to the moment, but it was just, it was the moment that it hit, and it felt like butterflies. It felt like goosebumps. It was all the feels. Like when they walked out with their introductions, oh my goodness, it was a moment. Like
yes, Bianca, it's to see like the intros, the gear, the makeup, the hair, everything was flawless,
and it was also intentional. I want to bring up like Sasha Banks and her gear. Period. It was an homage to her, but it was an homage to the talent in the past that like laid the foundation down. And I loved that she gave her props to Naomi and her at the same time. And it felt so organic. And it just felt like a star moment for the both of them.
Yeah. I like Bianca's gear too. Like seeing how she kept through and through and made her own gear for Mania. Like, you know, usually when you get put on, when you're main eventing, you get someone else to handle that for you. But like the fact that she put the hours in.
She said, this is mine. And I'm going to like continue it through, especially for WrestleMania. And she looked so pretty and just like a star. And just so like gaudy and shiny. And she was ready to win. Such a pretty like iridescent lavender color too. Oh, I'm reminiscing about the moment again. Cause I've watched this match a good bit after the fact. It was just so good.
I felt like they just had very good chemistry. You know, we hadn't seen them in the ring one-on-one before. They had tag teamed a couple of times, whether it was on SmackDown or pay-per-views, but we had never really seen them one-on-one. It was just so magical. Like, I felt like they just read each other very well. There was no part of the match where you wanted to get up and get a refill of your wine or go to the bathroom. You know, you were stuck on the TV because it was such a great match. And there were other good matches during the night, but I found myself watching them and being like, okay, this is kind of getting a little bit boring. But with them, I was just so captivated the entire time.
Yeah, there was not a boring moment at all. For the moment you knew the match was starting to the end, it was just a moment of just excitement the whole way through.
I like that both women looked strong in the match. It wasn't a squash on anyone's part. And for it to be the first time to have that live crowd back, you could tell, even though, yeah, there's a face and a heel, the crowd loved both of them. And that is, you know, reflective of how everyone was taking it in. Like, no, this wasn't like, we're going to main event and do this so all of the female fans can be happy, all of the Black fans can be happy. This genuinely made all fans be happy because these are two women that everyone is already into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Period.
Did you guys think that Sasha Banks would retain her title, or did you think this was Bianca Belair's moment to finally win a championship? Obviously, I thought the latter. I think she's had such a strong run. The company really believes in her, and she's my favorite superstar to watch because she's just so captivating. And you could tell she's just having a good time and she's being herself. But did you think that she was going to win the title here, or did you think Sasha might retain?
I wouldn't have been mad either way, to be honest with you. Right. But Bianca, it was her time. They had the documentaries about her running. They had her doing the majority of the press. They had built her up already. And I think that's what we knew was going to happen. The only time I had doubts is when, you know, I took a look back and I was like, man, Sasha on a losing streak, on a big time. And people don't really realize that because she's so like known for making big Mania moments, but she's not really winning in those moments. But I think having Bianca lose in this fashion would have been bad for her career. And they don't want that for anyone, but it wouldn't have hurt Sasha. So I think they did the right move. And I'm glad that B got that.
Yeah, Britt said it all. For me, when I knew that Bianca Belair was going into WrestleMania, I just had that feeling that it was her time because like she had not won any sort of like title up to that point. And she was the EST the whole time and kept that like energy the whole way through. For me, I was like, okay, her moment's coming. When she won Royal Rumble, I was like, okay, this is her. This is all her. For Sasha Banks to like be the person to like elevate her in that moment, like I think she knew exactly how important and how poignant this moment was, just like not like even the sense of just like women's history, but like on the sense of Black history, as Miss Britt said. It was so good. Everybody knew exactly their point in that like moment, and everyone did such a phenomenal job to make that moment so magical and eloquent. And it's one that we're talking about still a month out. Right. It's not fabulous.
And you know, these women going into this match, they were very persistent. And when they did press and stating, you know, this isn't just for us, this is for the fans, this is for the women that, you know, have fought in the WWE before us who have wanted to main event. And I think about women like Jazz, who is on the back end of her career, Jacqueline, Naomi, who is still an active part in the WWE, who I will say for as long as I possibly can, I think she deserves better. And finally, Alicia Fox. Alicia Fox made history in WWE. She was one of the only Black women competing during the late 2000s time period. And she rocked it. And out of these Black women who have been in the WWE before have not received their flowers. They haven't received proper respect. They're forgotten on these 50 greatest women lists. They're forgotten on, you know, these different accolades. Like,
oh my God. I get so mad thinking about that list. Oh my God.
That list was just made to trigger people and make news and go viral. That list had no credibility at all. And
Brit, because like when I tell you, like when I watch that like third hour, I'm like, why are all of our girls in the third hour and they're nowhere in the top and the back? It makes me hot each time. I'm happy we're talking about it.
It is interesting. Like, I had talked about it a couple episodes ago, and it really seemed like they just threw all of the Black women that they remembered, because Alicia Fox wasn't even on the list. Mm-hmm. The Black women that they remembered onto one part of the list. You had Naomi, you had Jazz, you had Jacqueline. And I'm thinking at least one of these women should have been higher up. I'm thinking Jazz, to be honest. Like, Jazz did so much in her WWE career, and she's been vocal about how they treated her because she was a Black woman.
Yeah.
The fact that I've never seen Jazz merch, never seen Jazz action figure, never any of that. And the fact that they can't even keep track of our first. I don't think they even mentioned the fact that Bianca and Sasha were making Black history until the kickoff show of WrestleMania. That should have been a selling point for weeks and weeks on as y'all were dragging that storyline around. Like, that should have been a selling point. They forget about us in history, and they forget where there's holes.
Since we're going here, I want to say something. Mr. JBL.
Oh, okay. No, I knew it.
So, Miss Britt, so Mr. JBL blocked me because I was honest about like the color blindness that he exuded on that pre-show of WrestleMania.
He stated that someone on the panel had said, you know, this is Black history. Two Black women have main evented at WrestleMania. And he said, no, it's just history. Like, he really just was blind to the fact that it was Black history. Yes, but this is such a moment for Black women, Black men, all Black people to see two Black women main eventing WrestleMania. And he downplayed it.
He did, big time. And he was tweeting. It was so funny because like once Bianca Belair won, he like did a whole like 180 and just completely like switched his whole stance on it and was like, I'm so happy that this is like the first like
he
a title
because she wasn't his mentions.
Yeah, and that was really I was mad pressed, girl, because I was just like, you literally erased their race and like their importance and their matches on camera, and that can never be erased. That's all I said. I wasn't being rude or disrespectful. And I'm still on the block. And I'll say it again.
Oh my God.
I will say it again because it's valid. You don't take Black people, their stance and their purpose, like in sports entertainment, and try to dilute that or try to dilute the fact and be like, it doesn't matter if you're Black or white or this or that. Actually, it does. Because at the end of the day, this has not happened before. So why are you mad at me? Why are you mad at me for just like saying that we're very proud and very happy that this is happening here? And we just want you to just like be honest about it when you're doing commentary. But that wouldn't happen if...
So let me ask you guys this. So, you know, after that comment, a lot of people were upset online. I saw a lot of tweets on my end. Like, people were just like, why did he downplay it? Why is he acting like this isn't a big moment for Black people? And what you'll notice is when the match occurred, Michael Cole made it a point to say this is the first time in WWE history where two Black women are main eventing at WrestleMania. Do you think WWE was intentional in having Michael Cole say that in the main event because JBL showed his ass on the first part of the show?
Yeah. Gotta shout out to Twitter.
And like, not to bury him either, but like, or not to bury anybody in there, but like, he should have been checked. And there's
immediately.
And to have this moment happen and not call on the many people that could have been sitting at that table. Yes, Kayla Braxton is there, but she's there as a moderator. She says plenty of times, it's not my job right now to put my opinion in it. So why didn't they give one of us a call? one of the, you know, Hall of Famers that we've set a call. What was Jackie doing? Why do you have a moment where two Black women are main eventing and you don't have a seat at the kickoff table for a Black woman? Mm-hmm. That made no sense to me. So I'm glad we had this opportunity. Thank you, Lo, for having us being able to talk about it now, because WWE didn't do what they should have done in that moment. Because if a Black woman was sitting at that table, he would have been checked on camera as soon as it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wouldn't have like continued on. It would have been like a hard stop. And that's the difference. It's so important to like maintain identity with the talent right now, because what we're experiencing in WWE is a Black renaissance, whether people want to believe it or not. You know,
I don't see that, because we're being erased. Like, how many times over and over again do we have to see DX come out? Do we have to see Hogan come out? We get constant reminders and nostalgia of everyone else's wins. But when was the last time we had Jazz back on, or had Jackie back on to relive those moments?
That's valid.
And that's like how you erase history, by not celebrating it.
We don't celebrate the past enough. And I'll retract that. We don't celebrate our past enough. But there's a lot of Black talent right now that's being celebrated. And I just want that same energy to be felt with like the people that like laid the foundation, like you said. Yes, which preach. That's what we need. And until that's like rectified or fixed, you're gonna hear Black commentators or Black fans of, you know, the WWE universe, we're gonna keep talking. Like, this ain't gonna be the end. Like, right. after this conversation today, we're gonna keep talking about it. Probably after the fact, when we see something, because we just want elevation. We want our props. We want the flowers. We want our flowers. And it's like, we don't want to wait for these people to just be like, oh, now we need to receive them. We have to give them now in like present time, while they're out here and killing it and doing it often. We got to give it to them now because they deserve it.
Amen, girl.
Yes, amen. And I find it interesting that, you know, a lot of fans did tweet WWE and they actively said, you know, you need to have Jazz involved. You need to have Jacqueline involved here. Alicia Fox. And fun fact, Alicia Fox was at WrestleMania. There was video that was leaked after the fact. I don't know if she was there doing like video game renders, action figure renders, what have you. But there was a video there. She was on stage for that first night when Vince McMahon welcomed everyone back. She was there, but had no involvement anywhere.
Did they even show her on camera?
Actually, no, they did. They did. If you go back and watch the second night, you can see her. They run the camera past her, but obviously they didn't say anything. Mm. You know, even having Naomi involved, like, she was on the card that night. She did not win, which she should have, but I'm not going to be biased here. But
oh my God, I get so upset about Naomi. I do. She's so good. At everything.
They have active women who have been in the WWE for this long period of time, and they don't utilize them. This was the perfect moment to bring, you know, these women back that, like you guys have said, have laid the foundation down, have busted their ass for many years now to make it so that these women could main event.
And it's discouraging because, yes, having Sasha and Bianca, it made all the young wrestlers, aspiring wrestlers say that, wow, that's a moment that is possible. Mm-hmm. But what about the aspiring commentators or the other alums that are just like, hey, I really want to get back in the fold? Think about all the Hall of Famers who are like, wow, if they didn't have a Black woman at the table for this moment, when we really don't have a shot. Because, like, come on. Like, if we don't get invited to the party that is celebrating us, then we're really not even close. And that is what hurts about it. Like, if you don't celebrate our alums today, you definitely not going to celebrate them tomorrow when this storyline has gone and passed. I hope that, you know, us doing things on this forum and everything else, they are listening. That's what I love most about pro wrestling. Like you said earlier, I work in the NBA. I work for big sports companies who aren't as swayed by what the fans say. But because it's a sports entertainment, they are listening to us. Even if you don't think they are, they totally are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The fact that we're talking about it right now, it's just like, it's the elevation of the voices at all. They're going to hear this show whenever this comes out. And regardless of what anything's out there, like, at least this is said. And we like laid the foundation here for how we feel about what we want for the elevation of Black talent in WWE all across the board. Cause like, could you imagine if we had a real solid, like, you know, black commentator that's a real down.
Or if they just fan. Had Jackie at the table. Like, it's
anybody. Like,
you don't even have to find anybody new.
You know, they have Byron Saxton. He's a black man. He commentates.
He's lovely.
But, he a man. That's
but,
a man.
Exactly. But we've had no women. Like,
we
you even look at, like, backstage commentators or, like, interviewers. And I mentioned this the other day. Yeah, we have Kayla Braxton. That's great. But, you know, they're hiring more of these people to come in that are in other sports worlds, like football, basketball, etc. And they all are Caucasian. They're none
and
of them
like
are
very,
people of color.
Very blonde.
And one thing
very,
is like they're not. Yeah. They're not wrestling fans.
No,
you know?
They just come from different like sports arenas, and because they're just bringing them here just because they're known. It's not like they're like actual fans
and,
of the craft.
Like, use the alums. Like, I mean, it sucks what happened to Mickie James, but knowing that that time that she was commentating on NXT, that was kind of a tryout. Mm-hmm. Well, let's have Jazz on for a tryout. Let's have Alicia on for a tryout. Let's have Jacqueline on for a tryout just to see how people react.
Right.
You know, give us a moment to cheer for them.
I'd
and
be
that would
so
mean
elated.
So much to them.
Mm-hmm. It would mean so much to us just to see like our people up there and just like
and
being
have,
it
would have every little kid here that's in Gen Z who doesn't even know these women that we're talking about.
Right.
When you see them at that table, you'll be like, oh, hey, who's that? Let me go watch their old matches. There's tons of little Gen Zers who didn't know who Mickie James was until she had that terrible match recently. And they were like, oh, let's look into who this woman is. That's how you keep them alive.
Yeah. And it's important to just have like figures in WWE that like establish the history, but they're also people that like ignite education in our young people. Like you said, like if Jazz was on like commentary or if Jacqueline was on commentary, black kids would be like, oh, who's this? Let me do my research on like this person that's been in the industry before me or someone that's been in the industry before I loved it. Representation is so important. I don't care if anybody tries to like throw it to the side. It's super important because for me, like that's how I really, I don't know, Bianca Belair for her, like I just fell in love with her immediately. And that's when I really fell in love with the craft. When I saw somebody that really like, I felt seen and she really emulated like black culture in a way that like felt relatable, and that was something that I felt like I could rock with. And I'm so happy that she's here, and I want that to continue for all black people that enjoy wrestling. And there's nothing wrong with like saying it out loud and like acknowledging our intersectionalities, which some commentators don't do, but I think we just need to like do that more often, because there's nothing better than just black excellence like exuding itself and being so eloquent. And that's what we're seeing here with Sasha and Bianca. So let's bring that in the behind the scenes. Let's bring it in the front of the screen. Hire more people in all sectors. Because like, imagine if Britt was on freaking like WWE's like commentary. I would watch it every week.
Yeah.
I would watch it. No, I would watch it for you every week because you are so on top of your, so on top of like, your craft. When I watch you on Instagram, I'm like,
I'm fans of yours too. Remember that time that Jazz would always say, the bitch is back. Mm-hmm. The one time when she was like, the bitch is back and the bitch is black. Like,
yes.
Vocalize it, celebrate it. Because yes, we do have a lot of black superstars, mixed race superstars who exist in their excellence, but don't really highlight it. You know, we saw the New Day come out and represent Black Lives Matter. But you know, sometimes, you know, I don't know, I'm gonna say no names, but it's like we kind of forget that they're black till Black History Month because they don't vocalize it. But back in the day, it was so much of something to celebrate and not to hide, whether it was the Nation of Domination or just Jazz being like, the bitch is black. And if we could accept it then, we can definitely accept it in 2021, where
especially
now,
we're
headlining main eventing, you know.
Especially now, because like there's so much elevation in black artistry and music and art and like film and in sports. So you might as well just like get with the program and like stand and deliver and like let black people tell their stories. So hire us. How's that so difficult?
Call Jacqueline.
Oh my God. Seriously.
Lo, for real, you have so many women on your platform, which I love. Because the wrestling wine is so focused on that. But like, reach out to those superstars too, because I would love to see you sit down and have a glass of wine with Jackie, to have those stories that people aren't telling. Like, if the WWE Network, well, excuse me, if Peacock isn't going to sit down, if
Jazz
if Jazz isn't going to get a broken skull session, have her on the Wrestling Wind Down. Like, just let's do it.
Oh my God, Britt.
I would love to.
Oh my God. Yo, I need Steve Austin to get into the girls' stories and quickly. Mm-hmm. He's so good at telling those stories, and I feel like he would really do justice with like a Jazz and Jacqueline interview too.
He really
like,
would.
I would love to see that. I would love to see that.
I think we have a hashtag, ladies. Jazz on the wind down. Let's go.
Jazz on the wind down.
If you need me to get my folks to spam her comments, just let me know. We're on standby. The gang is ready.
The match ended with Bianca Belair finally getting a title in the WWE. And you saw how elated she was. Her dad almost jumped over the barricade. He was so excited. Mm, it was so just cute. Such an amazing moment. They did cut her moment short, though, I will say. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't see Montez come out like we thought we would. We saw it online after the fact. How did that moment feel watching at home, seeing her finally get a title in the WWE?
Oh, my God. I cried.
I cried
profanity. So. I cried immensely, and I just like, I knew what was coming. I was like, the star moment is here. But when it hit you in your gut, when you saw it, it was just so different. And like the tears just flew from my face just casually. And I was just so happy. I was watching the whole thing. I was like, this is what I was waiting for. This was what I was waiting for right here. Just two Black women killing it. And getting it in and just being so fabulous in their craft. And that, like, everything from start to finish was such magical excellence. And she was so happy.
She was.
And she was so happy. And, like, how could you not love that? How could you not enjoy that? And even when, like, Sasha was, like, done and she lost, she even felt it, too, in the behind-the-scenes footage that we saw.
Yes.
Like, you felt the joy on her face. Like, she knew that she assisted in history too, because she is the history maker. Like, it was just like an elevation of sorts that I was really, 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 really appreciative of. And I think that they're appreciative too.
Yeah, I mean, I was so excited in that moment, but after reflecting, I did feel like we missed out on some things, because wrestling families are celebrated. Like, I think back to Kofi Mania.
Uh-huh.
I think I was more excited to see them little boys put up his belt, like the rest of the New Day come out to see his wife. That made me happy.
So
I get excited. I love wrestling couples. So I felt like in that moment, we had a national platform to celebrate Black love, and we missed it. We had a platform to celebrate Black families, and we missed it. Like, and those things.
Why did they hold them back?
Too. You have to convey that too. Like, this isn't just a win for her. This is a win for every Black family who is going to every soccer game, who is pushing their kids to keep going, to keep running track, to keep going. Like, and that means something for them too. Like, soccer moms count too. Or like, you know, just to see Black love on TV, it's not celebrated like it should be. I just wanted that moment to be for everyone, not just like, you know, the little bit more intense fans like us who watch everything online.
Yeah, no. I wish it was like elongated. Why do you guys think that was cut short though? Why wasn't she given like that screen time that she deserved?
I think it was Peacock's timing, but
yeah,
you know, with the fact that WWE was rained out for at least an hour, and from what I read online, they had like a hard out at 12 midnight in Florida, so that might be why. But I don't know. I would love to see like a documentary, whether it's a 24 or a day in the life of her, where it shows them, you know, the moments after, because obviously people are still filming. So I know they have that footage. They have everything. I think
the
moment would have been, if we weren't in COVID times, would be to have all the women come out and celebrate her. This is a beautiful moment for Black people, but it's also a beautiful moment for all women of the WWE. This is only the second time in WWE history that we've seen women in the main event of WrestleMania.
Just ridiculous.
Right.
Asinine.
So I think a moment like that, whether it was showing them backstage, I think there were a couple pictures that came out after the fact of the women sitting in the audience watching it from the sidelines. But we want to see what these these women think. It doesn't matter if they're heel or face. Like, this moment was huge for every woman in the WWE.
Yeah. You know where I felt that moment the most? When I watched the upcoming NXT episode with Raquel and Rhea Ripley. That was really fabulous. When they were able to go on that platform and be able to, like, celebrate themselves and each other. I felt so much energy and electricity. And they were given that time there out of all, like, throughout the whole week. I really loved what they did there. It was so cute. And they were so happy together.
Right. And it's heartwarming because a lot of fans, especially Bianca fans, were so irritated with her time in NXT because
she
won a title. She was always in these positions to win or have a match, and she never won. And we all felt some type of way about it. And to see her go back to NXT, she has that SmackDown Women's Championship. It made you feel like, wow, like almost like a full circle moment. Look at her, you know, she climbed and climbed to get to the top, and she's finally here, and she could go back to right where she started and have that moment with these two champions right beside her.
Mm-hmm. I love that moment. It was so great. And like, yes, the writer dies from NXT beyond. It's just, it was a moment for all of them. It was just great to see. There's so many things, like moments that I want, like, framed on my wall. I'm like, I'm not gonna have space.
It was too good. Oh my God. I wish you could watch it for the first time again.
That would be great.
It would be so great.
I mean, I'm so excited. I mean, I'm childless, but one day I will sit down and watch this with my little girls.
Same way. We're gonna watch it again. We might watch it together. I would honestly love that. I would love to watch this moment with my girls in the wrestling universe. That's what I would love to do.
We gotta do like a content creator meetup or something.
Oh my God.
That'd be great.
Yes, it would.
Meet you guys in Texas next year.
Oh, is that where we at with it? Is that where we at?
Yes.
WrestleMania.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm excited for Black Excellence in WWE.
That's what a good old main event will do to a girl.
Yeah. it makes you a believer, and it'll make you pay money. Cause that's what I'm gonna do.
I don't know about you guys, but like my immediate besties, my girlfriends, they think I'm weird. They're like, we don't watch wrestling, we don't understand it. But when I told them about this moment, they're like, I would actually watch that, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's really putting eyes to the product on the product to like other people too.
I've seen
a lot of people that don't watch wrestling, you know, they've seen pictures from the main event, whether it's them walking out, them getting emotional in the ring before the match really started, mm-hmm. or Bianca holding the title after the fact. And people are just like, wow, like this is such a great moment. It doesn't matter if you're a wrestling fan, you haven't watched wrestling in 20 years, or you've never watched wrestling at all. It makes you feel some type of way to see Black history being made.
It doesn't matter where it's at. It's appreciated in that moment. And people, they grab onto that. And Sasha and Bianca, they did what needed to be done to ignite the flame and to bring that like attention back, at least to just like female like empowerment and then just Black empowerment at the same time. They are history makers, and I'm so excited to be here to like watch it and to talk about it with you guys. And we're just fangirling the heck out of it. And I love that. I love that so much.
We kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, but we know that WWE needs to hire more Black people in there.
Mm-hmm.
But what else do you think diversity-wise that they could do at this point?
Ooh, Britt, you got to start it off, because I'm like, I got some things to say, but I got to think.
Well, let me get myself out the way, because I want to hear your fans say. I think just tapping into our legends, especially because there's so many new wrestling fans who don't know about it. There's a younger generation. If you're really going to be PG and go to the younger generation, they weren't alive for some of the Black history moments in wrestling. So bring back, you know, have reunion specials. We celebrate so many people over and over and over again. I'm like, come on. Like, Triple H is young and we still celebrate his career every year. Like, 316 day comes, and yes, those things are great, but like, have our legends back on the show and involved. We talk about people on the main roster who aren't getting seen. Can you imagine the type of boost they would get if they had Jazz as their manager, or if they had Jacqueline as their manager? Just because you can't still get in the ring don't mean you can't be effective in the programming. So I would say definitely reach back when and bring those people back.
Your past ultimately is the like ground for the future. So it's important to like give homage where it's due. What Britt said.
And that's how you make new stars. Like when Randy was talking about he wouldn't have a career without
you know, Ric Flair, bringing him in the fold. Like, those are how you also cultivate new stars.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if we're talking about, like, Bianca Belair, like, herself, remember, like, she wasn't an indie wrestling star. She was somebody that was found by Mark Henry, mm-hmm. who is another Black WWE legend, who saw the magic in her and was like, yo, I think that you would be a wonderful WWE superstar. And where is she? That, like, she's there. And so, like, it's important to, like, really lay the foundation down for, like, how, like, Black excellence was in WWE, and to not erase it, because it's like, it's ultimately helping our talent now. And they're, like, literally, they're, like, you know, innovators, and they're like icons, and they're the right. people that are leading the path. All of these factors give us our credit, you know, just give us
and put anything. The money where your mouth is. Do you know how hard it is? Like, when we're talking about the WWE champion, I mean, this is a side note, I'm sorry, we were on talking women, but I waited in Stock's WWE shop for a Bobby Lashley t-shirt. I was like, I don't want to wear the Hurt Business shirt. It's the Hurt Business that broke up. Give me a Bobby shirt. I don't want it to say, oh, the Almighty. Give me a shirt with that Black man's face on it. Like, they don't put the money into our merch, and it kills me. That's say why I that. Be going. Shout outs to Black Wrestling, who made their own independent merch for us to wear. Like, this was a moment. We should have had so much merch from this match, from Bobby, from Sasha, from Bianca, from all. I would wear it. We all would wear it.
I would wear it.
Black people
all.
Have buying power.
Oh my God. You just ate that, because that's so true. Why don't we see enough of that? What's up with that? Like,
I will say Wale Mania released a whole line with former champions and the WWE Black champions. They had a Sasha shirt. I think they had a Nation of Domination shirt. They had a bunch of Black superstars. I got a Sasha one, but you know, that's honestly the only, and what you mentioned, girl. Black wrestling, but like, you know,
Wale is my brother. We both be in DC, but there were more Wale shirts on the WWE shop than there were Bobby Lashley shirts. I'm like, yes, we love a celebrity, but like, this is, he's a WWE champion. Let me relax. Let me get a cup of wine. Cause
man, did you didn't lie though. You didn't lie though. Like, not 1 second of that. Did you lie?
Yeah.
I really hope now that we've had a all Black women main event and we have a Black WWE champion, that WWE starts to realize how big their Black fan base is. You know, I think finally they kind of got a hint on how big their Latino fan base is, because they brought in Bad Bunny and he brought so many Latino fans, proud Latino fans, out in the wrestling community because they saw someone that they were familiar with. And, you know, having him paired with Damian Priest, who was a strong character in NXT, brought him up to tag with Bad Bunny. He's another Latino. It means a lot to see that representation. So, you know, I really hope WWE taps in and starts looking at other races. What an amazing main event we saw at WrestleMania. One that none of us will forget for, I hope, the rest of our lives. It was an iconic moment that will definitely go down in history. But thank you, ladies, so much for joining me. Where can the people find you on social media?
You can follow me at It's Britt Waters, ITSBRITTWATERS. That's where I host my wrestling opinion. You know, I've had Low on before. Hopefully I can get Miss Kim on here too. And I also have, like, everyone who wants to drop in and do a live. So if you want to give your opinion, jump on.
All right now. Well, I'm The Court Kim. You can follow me at The Court Kim on Instagram and Twitter. That's where I'm at with it right now. So holla at me.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Wrestling Wind Down. You can find all of our other episodes available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and wherever else you listen to your podcast. We're also on Twitter and Instagram at WWDCAST. Let us know what you thought about the episode. What was your favorite part? Until next time, enjoy your wine, and of course, enjoy your wrestling. Cheers!